right. It is new campaign day. I am so very excited because I always love our session zeros, which is today. What are we playing, though? We're playing Uncharted Worlds. It's a sci-fi space opera. But we'll get into that later. Let's get into our players and see who they are. So,
hi, my name is Kevin. My pronouns are he, him. You can find me on the social medias at @knit_knack. I have not played this game before. And my favorite space opera is going to be the Interdependency series by John Scalzi. Really good, like, POC forward books, and they're available on Audible, narrated by Will Wheaton, who does a pretty good job, and really good, like, mix of, like, that romanticized space stuff, but also, like, some good science stuff in there. I like it a lot. I recommend it.
Oh, that sounds really cool.
Nice.
Sounds really, really fun.
Hi, my name is Samantha, or Sam. She, her pronouns. My social media handle is @Turley_girly19 on Twitter. I have not played this game before, and I'm not going to lie. For this show, I did a lot of research on soap operas because I thought that would be fun to bring in. But if I have to pick a favorite space opera, The Mandalorian counts. I looked it up.
It is a part of the Star Wars genre. So
solid pick.
It is a good pick.
Hi, I'm Diana. My pronouns are she, her. You can find me on Twitter @Modcaster, MAUDCASTER. I've not played this before. And I guess looking at the suggested list of a space opera, I'm going to go with The Fifth Element.
Very nice.
Because it's I love the absurdity. I love it. It's just too fun.
Hi, my name is Kristen. I use she, her pronouns. You can find me on Twitter @KristenIsNoJedi or @DiceUpGames. I have not played Uncharted Worlds previously, and my favorite space opera media, hands down, is Star Wars. I love Star Wars. It's wonderful. Don't at me.
I mean, they got to at you because it's kind of in your name for your socials.
It's 100% at you.
I mean, you say you're no Jedi, but you're also a Star Wars fan. And I am your GM for this game. My name is Mo or Morgan. I use they, she pronouns. And I have never played this game before, never ran it. So we're all in this boat together. And my favorite space media, because I looked at the list and it does count, it's Galaxy Quest. That is a great comedy.
Yes. Heck yeah.
Other ones I saw that I really liked and I need to rewatch is Adventure Planet or
Treasure Planet. I saw that.
Oh, Treasure Planet. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it was on the list and I was like, oh, that reminds me, I need to watch it. I haven't seen that in forever. Uncharted Worlds by Sean Gomes is a space opera of discovery and adventure, which explores a universe full of deadly beauty, hostile frontiers, rapacious organizations, and crippling debt. It's a story-building game where dramatic encounters drive the narrative ever onward, building a solid, memorable universe that's unique to each group. So, in a sense, it's a space opera game that can go in a bajillion different directions. And it gives options, too. We can either, and we'll get more into this in a bit, too, where you can choose, like, what direction we want to go. But real quick, before we do any of that, like always, cut it here, Kristen. Safety lines and bells. You'll see on the thingy. Ooh, someone's cat is pop. Someone's nyan cat on the Google stuff. if you can go to the first page, which is the safety, please add in your lines and bells or your not-for-me's. And since this is a campaign, I would love to hear, like, what wishes y'all have in a sci-fi space opera. I think that's redundant, but, like, so if you have anything that you want to have in this game, just write it there. Please put your lines and bells, your not for me's, and then I also wrote settings and tone down at the bottom just so we can, like, hash out the next step. So, Elio, do your thing. So the next bit is setting. Where are we playing this game? So What they offer already is 5 types of settings. Starship, Grand Starship, Station, Colony, or City. Starship, the characters are co-owners of a small Class 2 Starship. The ship is comprised of a helm, engines, small cargo bay, and cramped crew quarters. A Starship campaign moves around a lot. It involves a lot of planet hopping, alien worlds discovery, and running away, which, for example, Firefly. Grand Starships are the characters are officers, workers, or passengers on a large Class 3 or Class 4 Starship, often belonging to one or more established factions. A Grand Starship campaign usually involves loyalty, teamwork, hierarchy, and large-scale events and challenges. The campaign moves around, but at a controlled, deliberate pace. Example, Star Trek, Battlestar Galactica. Station. The characters work and live in a large, self-sufficient facility with a primary purpose, a planetary dome, asteroid base, or space station. A station campaign will likely revolve around the purpose or operations of said facility and the dangers that threaten it and the people who work there. Examples, Babylon 5, Deep Space 9. Colony. The characters live in a frontier colony, a town shared by a number of NPCs. The colony campaign charts the growth of community, its struggles and trials. I think it says trials. It's struggles and trials. And all the interpersonal drama and small town politics. Examples, Outcast, Earth 2. Never heard of Earth 2. So, city. The characters work in a major city. Each major faction is present to one degree or another, and the characters likely have homes, careers, and family there. A city campaign will have a high incident of politics, subterfuge, and clandestine activity. Example, Caprica. All right. So what kind of game are you looking to play?
I'm most interested in like the first three, Starship, Grand Starship, or Station.
I like the idea of all those.
So now you're doing character creation. What you'll be doing is choosing career combination and 3 career skills. Basically, unlike usual PPTA games, which have playbooks. This kind of lets you mix and match a lot of stuff that's happening, and we'll get to that in a minute, why they do that. So you'll pick 2 careers and 3 career skills. Then you'll choose an origin and 1 skill. Then you'll distribute your stats. You'll choose an advancement. You'll choose a workspace. And then you'll make a description for your person. Then we'll work on assets. And then we'll build your name and your character archetype. That's where the combination comes from. So go ahead. So for careers, it's further down. You have academic, clandestine, commercial, explorer, industrial, military, personality, scoundrel, starfarer, and technocrat. Okay. Which is pretty rad. You pick 2 of these and you mix them together and you can have like all these sort of like options.
Okay. And then you pick 3 skills from either of those 2?
But each, yeah, choose any 3 from the total of the 10 skills you have access to.
Okay.
Understood. Okay. I think I'm going to go with explorer and starfarer. This kid wants to be a pilot.
Oh, I think I might be clandestine and scoundrel.
I like the scoundrel. It sounded like you would be a scoundrel.
Yeah.
Those are both very sneaky.
I like those, yeah.
I like those.
I might go, is it Starfare? Starfare and industrial. Like, if Kevin's going to be a pilot, I'll be fixing his ship. Their ship.
Hell yes.
Type of character, I think.
I think I'm going to do scoundrel and technocrat.
Nice.
All right. So the next step is pick your origin and an origin skill. An origin is that most suit your character from page 96. This is character's childhood and formative years, aka what just happened, because they're still young beans. Choose 1 of the 4 skills offered by your origin. Note that the character cannot take the same skill twice, even if both their career and origin offers it. We have advanced, brutal, colonist, crowded, galactic, impoverished, privileged, productive, regimented, and rustic.
I am thinking galactic. Maybe this kid has always lived on this grand station.
Ooh. Or
grand starship. That's why they want to be a pilot to get the hell off.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that stuff. isn't it neat? And they're pointing outside the window. Space.
Yeah, I kind of like the idea of like my technocrat coming from a low tech world.
Hello.
That's cool.
You had to
cool.
make do and you made your own stuff.
Yeah.
Has anyone chosen regimented?
No.
Nope.
I'm going to pick deduction from regimented.
Sounds good.
I am going with weightless from galactic.
Oh, nice.
Weightless. Ignore clumsy trait and or movement restrictions inflicted by microgravity, low gravity, free fall, climbing, and jump jets. Wow. Just very used to low gravity situations.
You're like those guys who do like all the dancing and like those like mm-hmm. zero gravity sort of like simulator things, like with the spacesuits, and they're like doing like
that's exactly what I was thinking. Because you pick a description and I was looking at graceful.
Oh, nice. I love that.
I'm gonna go galactic, but I'll be on a different space station, Kevin. Mm-hmm. That way we don't have to, or we can know each other. It doesn't matter. But I'm gonna go galactic and repair because I'm just gonna lean heavy into this like Kaylee from Firefly, Naomi from Expanse.
That's amazing. I love that
character. I mean, I imagine this is a huge, this is a grand starship. So like, there's
you're right. It's grand. You're right. Like, you're right. Okay.
Yeah. We just grew up on other ends of the station of the ship.
Right. So we can know each other or not. It doesn't force us into a narrative, which I don't care. Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure I don't like force your character into a narrative you didn't want.
No, I'm happy with it.
Cool. Okay. So I'm going to go galactic repair.
Okay. So the next thing is distribute stats. Assign one stat for the following numbers for each of your stats: metal, physique, expertise, influence, and interface. But Morgan, what's the stats? Oh, good question.
Morgan, what are the stats? Tell us more about him.
Thank you. So metal is courage, calm, discipline, and precision. When situations call for reflexes, bravery, tactics, stealth, and accuracy, it's a test of one's metal. Physique is strength, beauty, athleticism, and physical fitness. When success relies on acts of might, overcoming pain and fatigue, or pushing one's bodies to limit, it's a test of one's physique. Influence is personality, presence, leadership, and political clout. When people need to be commanded, convinced, inspired, or cowed, it is the test of one's influence. Expertise is education, cleverness, creativity, and skill. When someone needs to be examined, built, fixed, invented, concocted, or created, it is a test of one's expertise. Interface is technology, programming, and logic. When systems need to be bypassed, hacked, pre-programmed, protected, or shut down, it is a test one's interface. So you'll be adding a +2, a +1, a +1, a 0, or a -1 in any of those 5. All right, everybody's got their stats? All right, next step is, I don't know why this is number 5, but we're at number 4. Choose your advancement. Select a career you wish to advance and choose one of the 5 advancement methods. This will determine one of the ways you earn experience during play. While you can select any career, choosing one from your initial 2 careers at first is strongly suggested. And those advancements are like the questions, I think, that are underneath each one. Let me get back to it. Oh, no, pass them up. Beans. Okay. Here we go.
No, wait, I don't understand. Oh, so career. Like, okay.
Yeah. Advancement. Choosing one of the following triggers to begin advancing in this career. I'm just reading the academic one just because it's the first one I landed on. Each session, all characters mark XP for the first time they blank, 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 blank.
Okay. I see where it is now. Okay.
But you're going to choose one of those start you.
We pick it from one of our 2 careers.
Mm-hmm. It's you don't have to, but I strongly suggest that you do.
All right. Oh, we just pick one of those things?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one advancement. I guess it sort of like gives you like a little bit of history of like what your character has done in the past.
Okay. This is easy.
Okay, let me, I'm going to be complicated real quick. So, scoundrel, a threat is preemptively removed. Does it need to be like completely extinguished? Like if it's a person, like threat, you know?
Just Ventum.
Ventum.
Yeah.
They were sus. Orange was sus.
Orange was sus.
It's probably physical threat is what it means, right? Not like social threat.
It could be whatever. Ooh,
I think
they probably leave it ambiguous for that reason.
However you're gonna play,
it's on you to kind of sell it to the GM.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And the dice.
Oh, don't choose that. Don't choose.
I put a system security is breached.
Nice. I think I'm going to do a piece of junk proves pivotal.
A piloting maneuver causes a reversal.
Nice.
Unless I do a breakage occurs and then I just break something at the beginning of every session and I can just power game. Okay. I'm not doing that.
Don't do it.
It's the first thing my character does in every session.
Yeah. Like, who built this piece of shit? I gotta break it down and build it back up.
Oh, that was me. That's right. Oh, okay. Everybody got their advancements?
Mm-hmm.
All right, number five. Choose workspace. This is your character's work environment where they can go about their tasks. If the party owns a ship, the workspace is added to the ship's capacities. Otherwise, the workspace exists as a structure or sector in the current setting. So this being a grand space station, where are my notes? Oh, I lost my page again. I think it could either be like a room or like a level. Like, for example, Kevin, yours might be the brig or wherever they do the piloting. Mm-hmm. I think it's where they're piloting it from, right?
And we choose one from one of our careers, right?
Yeah, the careers suggest some, I believe.
Yeah, they select. Yeah, so for industrial, I can choose refinery or manufacturing, and then for Starfare, it is navigation or launch pad. Ooh.
Yeah. Launch pad. The best DuckTales character.
Oh, it's so true.
My character's going to work in communication.
Yeah, and Morgan, for mine, I definitely have like a hidden room somewhere that she can just like grab somebody as they're walking by and pull them in.
Oh my god.
And it's okay, trash.
Going to go through the vents.
I don't know. I put it in the cargo.
Okay.
Part, but I think like it's like a hidden door, and you just don't see it necessarily until like. But I would love to just grab.
Yeah, there's actually a thing called hidden doors rooms. So do you want to do that one?
Yeah.
You have stealthy. Oh, it is stealthy. Yeah. Just add more to it, like. Stealthy / hidden doors rooms.
Okay. / hidden door.
Mm-hmm. All right. So next is your starting assets. You'll choose them from page 13, which is the marketplace. That's where we'll go now. You get your class 0 attire, which is regular clothing. You get two class 1 assets and then one class 2 asset. Assets are the weapons, attire, crew, personal vehicles, kits, and cargo that the character has at their disposal. Basically, class 0 is a set. Assets are relatively simple and readily available almost anywhere. Even the most backwater colonies and outposts have basic class 0 assets. Class 1 are rarer, most available in large markets, but smattering reaching the frontiers of space. They combine utility, quality, and affordability. Class 2s are sets are rare, advanced assets. A lot of assets words. They're usually found in high quality markets, advanced worlds, and in possessions of the powerful and the dangerous. So you get one class two and two class ones.
So it sounds like y'all want to get in some combat, right? With picking up weapons and stuff.
I think they just saw that first and they're like, oh, true. That looks cool. That's why they crafted it.
Morgan has played enough.
I'm not against it.
I got very excited about the Shatterhammer and I wasn't thinking of combat. I was literally thinking of what that Shatterhammer looked like on my
character. Totally. Awesome. I just feel like I'm a criminal, so I don't wanna use this laser rifle, but if I need to, I'm gonna.
Better to have it and not need it than not have it and need it.
Yeah.
Diana and I have these major weapons for 19. I'm so happy.
I'm scrappy AF and a criminal, so like
Y'all brought Shatterhammers and guns, and I just brought a spacesuit.
Because you're going to eat the fuck out. You're just going to leave us.
Yeah.
I'm just going to leave.
You're going to leave us, yeah.
See, my combat strat is lure them into the airlock and then yeet everybody, but I'm the only one with the space suit on.
Okay. Never mind. Here's the thing. Diana's character's close-ish to mine, so I'm really curious what she picks.
What I pick?
Yeah, I'm going to get an infiltration kit.
I got a computer kit.
Okay. I got an engineering kit.
Why the devil?
I did think about an infiltration kit, but a computer kit is just like a no-duh for me.
Fair enough. Yeah, I'm looking for some himbos, really, that just come when I call.
Please make a himbo.
Yeah.
A squad of himbos, if you will.
A squad of himbos.
What's next, Morgan? Since I'm gonna.
Yes, yeah, so we can come back to.
I'm gonna look assets. Between games.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Same.
And figure out your himbos.
Yeah. I will name all of them. I'm sorry.
There's actually an NPC list, so you can actually. Add them, add photos, give them pronouns, give them a little blurb.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we're all human.
I would do the same for my AI system.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're all human, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do we have humanoid. To be?
Oh, I don't think we have. Do we have to be?
I don't think so, but it doesn't say.
Maybe there's no mechanical advantage, but narratively you can be what you want. Yeah. Maybe. Mm-hmm. If Morgan. Yeah.
Okay. That sounds good to me. I'm okay with that. Okay. Sorry.
I asked that, but I'm going to be human anyway. I just like, I don't know.
You just need to know you have the option. Question,
like, do I want to be a robot? But why does a robot need an EVA suit? Nah.
So the last thing that's needed is your name your character an archetype, because, you know, and the character archetype will give you an idea of the character's class, quote unquote, and style. Archetype. Uncharted Worlds does not have a rigid concept of character class common to other role-playing games. Instead, each character is composite of their origin and two careers, which creates one of hundreds of possible archetypes. In addition to naming conventions of origin, career, an archetype usually is a descriptive code name, a word, or a phrase chosen by the player to hint at the character's theme. For example, a character with brutal origin who has chosen a combination of military career and commercial career would be a brutal commercial military. The shorthand would be a mercenary, a space pirate, depending on the player's preference and which they want to portray the character. So.
Ooh. I don't think I'm an anarchist. I don't want to say that, but it's like I would kill a man just to watch him die.
You're the shitster.
Welcome, Johnny Gash.
All right, we have finished character creation, or at least gotten around to it. And when we get back, we'll talk about who our characters are in this Space Riverdale edition of Uncharted Worlds that we're doing. And then we'll talk about the factions and build our ship, and then we'll get into game. So, see y'all around.